What's going on, rising queens? Welcome to the Goddess Glow Diaries. I go by the name of Nana, and I will be your host today. If you are looking for a podcast that is all about woman empowerment, connecting, healing, and sharing our story, you are at the right place. Wow! I am so excited to be finally here, releasing my very first episode in my podcast. Oh my gosh, it's been a dream come true. But before I begin, I just want to say thank you to all the beautiful ladies that has been showing me love and support in the Goddess Glow Diaries Instagram page, found at risingqueen_. If you'd like to be connected and suggest future topics you desire to hear more about, make sure you guys go ahead and go give it a follow. But all right, and now let's jump into the first episode of the season. Episode 1, The Goddess in You. This episode consists of 3 major factors and gifts I believe every woman carries. I will be highlighting the benefits of becoming in touch with your inner goddess. So for those who like to take notes, here's the 3 major inner goddess gifts that we are going to be focused on today. Number 1, intuition and confidence. Number 2, speaking things into existence. And number 3, protecting your energy. These 3 all coexist within you. And I will be focusing on the tools and the routines that we can cooperate and incorporate in our daily lives that we can make these gifts to be awakened, to be sharpened, and altogether just radiate through your life. All of these, I really truly do believe that we all carry them. So I really hope that you guys are as excited as I am to share and to hear and to really take note of this. So the first one is intuition and confidence. That is power. Already, okay? So let's define intuition. The ability to understand something immediately without the need of conscious reasoning. I love this definition. However, I like to add on to my own twist of remix of what intuition means. To me, it means being able not to judge the world based upon our eyes, but allowing our soul to guide us. Intuition can help us make the right decision and can also help us stop us from making mistakes that can impact our lives negatively. Because the female brain has more neural connections and is more efficient, makes us women, us goddesses, better at interpreting social phenomena. Okay, like, that right there alone already shows that we biologically are built with all these gifts inside of us. Seriously. And all my rising queens listening right now, listen to your gut feeling, because that can save you. That can really help you, guide you to what's the next move, the next boss move that you need to take in your life and in your journey. So here's a couple tips in how to make your intuition stronger. Recognize when your intuition is talking to you. A lot of the times we are so busy just paying attention to everything else, right? With our 2 eyes and our 2 ears and just listening to everything else. But we're not really taking the time to quiet down the mind to listen to our intuition voice. So with that being said, a major tool that will help you recognize that voice, that gut feeling, that inner goddess in you that is called intuition, right, is through the tool of meditation. Meditation is like hanging out with your soul, and it's being able to quiet down everything all around you, finding every tension hitting and negative energy trapped within, and releasing it into the universe. The more you are able to do meditation and practice it, the more able you are able to recognize your intuition when it's actually talking to you. Either it's through guided meditation or any other kind of meditation you like. It's really, really important that we tap into that. If you're a beginner, there are so many apps like Insight Timer that can help you begin your journey in meditation. I actually use a lot of that during my sessions, and I find them so effective. And the second concept of this is confidence. Now, confidence is power, okay? This is a huge key point, allowing your goddess glow lead the way. I heard that, and I really feel like confidence can help you take on the world with more energy and determination, resulting in better relationships and altogether quality of work. And the more confident you are, the more, you know, self-confident you are, the more you're able to connect with the people around you and your surroundings. You just kind of vibe better. So I feel like this is when we are confident, we're already vibrating in a higher frequency. And when we're doing things that you are attracting, like, so say, if you are doing good things, you're going to attract good things. If you're vibrating at a low frequency, like, those things are going to kind of attract to you. So why not? But then again, we ask, so how can I make myself more confident? How can I strengthen, or I would say, for the lack of better words, how can I strengthen my confidence? Well, my favorite tool when I'm feeling a little bit low and I need to strengthen my confidence is to practice affirmations and separate the opinions from the facts. Think of affirmations as a form of shields. It's kind of like a sword that you get to block and get rid of every negative thought thrown at you. Your affirmation can be personalized to your own journey and, like, whatever you're trying to master. Like, for instance, when I'm feeling insecure, in shame, anger, or in any negative emotion that starts to arise, I visualize a shield in my mind, and I either can say it out loud or I can think about in my mind the affirmation. I take a really deep breath, and my personal affirmation that I come up with my own meditation, I mindfully use that at the time when that situation arises. So once I take that deep breath away, I say, I'm a goddess that cannot be moved by any negative energy thrown at me. I rise above the negativity. I am beautifully made by the hands of my creator. Oh my God, like, seriously, y'all, like, I get goosebumps just like reading it. Even though I say it all the time, it is so personal to me, because I got it from my heart, and I say it with my heart. And so that's why I think it makes it so powerful. It makes it a powerful shield. So I really suggest you guys kind of getting and personalizing your own affirmation. And this brings me so much peace, and I really suggest that you guys really start practicing all of that. Now, separate the opinions from the fact if you want to strengthen your confidence. Now, facts are concrete information, and opinions are always subject to change. It is like a preference. When you start hanging out with yourself, by yourself, in your alone time, you start to reflect in the whole woman that you are. You start to understand the factors concrete that makes you you. You understand that your strengths is really amazing and superpowers, but your weakness, you make peace with them. We start feeling confident with the facts of who you are, and you start to really understand that you don't need to digest the negative, toxic things that are handed to you. Listen to this. The same way you wouldn't eat a plate that has been poisoned, you can too learn to refuse to not let negativity poison your heart and your mind. You get what I mean? Oh my God, that is deep. And really, ladies, as just kind of bringing awareness, is this an opinion or is this a fact? Because I stand in the truth of who I am, in the identity of who I am, in my affirmations that I know it's solid and fact. So that is definitely another thing that you can to strengthen your confidence. Second of all, speak things into existence. I so truly believe that speaking things into existence is truthfully just like a superpower altogether that we carry. And here's why. I grew up in a Christian church, and my grandma, and I'm not converting anybody to be a Christian. This is a universal podcast, but I really like this. I really take this part of the Bible, that your words have power, that your tongue has power and authority, right, through Christ. And whatever your beliefs is, you can too think about that. And so whenever you do speak it and you know that your authority has, your words have authority, use it well. Not to curse, but to bless. When you're speaking things into your life intentionally from your heart, and trust that the universe, that God and the divine will help you, things quickly starts to take shape. I have been using this tool since like I was like 19 years old. Me and my best friend Kiki and I, we used to use it. And I promise you, in every humble manner, perspective that I can give, we were able to achieve every goal that we planned. Like purchasing a home from Korea to even love life. We just spoke things out into existence. We spoke things up into existence. We understood that our words have power, and I would watch it manifest it. And some simple tools that can help you achieve these speaking things into existence is, number one, getting a planner. Yes, a planner. And visualizing your goals coming through, either through prayer or meditation. Getting a planner will allow you to set up your smallest goals, and you'll need to like take accountability, you know, because you set up, the way you set up your planner is like, by this week I gotta get this done, and by this week I gotta get that done. And so it's a great tool to also sit there after you have written all those things down, for you to come in agreement that you're going to follow up. And number three, protecting your energy. If you already follow me on Instagram, @risingqueen_, I am sure that you already have heard this and it may sound familiar. Protecting your energies are powerful. And that is power within you, because it allows you to have the upper hand and maintain control of different risky situations that can arise. The number one tool that you can use to protect your energy is to set healthy limits and boundaries. For that, you're really going to have to use your throat chakra and use your words to let the other person know that you're simply not giving in to that negative energy. And yo, like, I know it can be so intimidating and uncomfortable, but it's so necessary. Usually when I am faced with that, I say things like, you know what? I'm not even trying to match that energy right now. Life is too good to be even focusing on the negative. Simple as that. It is a universal phrase that I could kind of use it to almost anything, and it kind of gets me out of gossip, listening to criticism, or anything that guess you, you know, become toxic into my heart. And I usually avoid another way to, like, protect your energy is to avoid, you know, being around negative places. I usually do avoid being around those things that brings my energy down. And the more awakened I started to become, the more unapologetically I became with who I hang out with and where I'm hanging out at. I had to let go of some friendships and some relationships and stop visiting some places that I just know it was just filled with haters and just naysayers. And we know we all got that. At the end of the day, the universe code is to grow. The universe code is to grow. I wish I could tell you that, you know, this life is going to be free from negative things and from obstacles, but that is so unrealistic for me to even say that. We have to understand and reframe our mind that negative and, you know, obstacles and conflicts, these are phases and conflicts that are meant to stretch us, that is meant to make us grow. You know, it is time for you to let your inner goddess be tested. And you know what's crazy? The results are no fail or pass, because there's really no coincidence. All things are not working against you. Everything is working for you. So when you continue to tap into your inner goddess glow, and maybe start with these simple tools that we have learned today, maybe then we can start shining, you know, our superpowers in our everyday lives. Thank you, lovely ladies, for listening to my podcast and giving me the time and space to connect with, you know, woman empowerment. I will be releasing episodes every week, so don't forget to subscribe and share the word with the woman in your life. I speak life and light in all of you guys that are listening. Have a blessed, blessed day.